Sven, straight to the point, no bullshit marketer.
I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to show you how you too can build a lifestyle business working from home in your underwear.
Making it very simple.
Yes, find out what they want, package it into a cool offer, and ask money for it.
Extremely sensitive.
Find out their insecurities, make them more insecure, and then sell them the solution. It's kind of like make them cry and take their money, but for the greater good.
Romantic to his backbone.
I'm not telling you to cheat on your wife, but I'm telling you to learn from the people who do, because there are many business lessons that apply.
For a full transcript of this episode and more marketing and conversion tactics,
head over to marketingwithsven.com or log into iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play and type Marketing with Sven in the search box. And don't forget to rate and review the show.
To work with Sven personally and be a part of his prestigious mentoring program, go to svensbootcamp.com.
I'll bust your balls and call your bullshit. But when I'm done with you, you will know how to build a large, profitable email list
and make a full-time living writing just one email a day.
Because who knows? Yes, one tactic we share on the show might double your business and give you the breakthrough that you've been looking for.
Yo, Sven here. Just want to do a quick episode now. It might be a little bit noisy because I have my son in the car, but it's okay. The value of what I'm talking about doesn't change just because of that, so it's totally okay. In this episode, I actually want to talk about why I literally hate influencers. And a lot of people are going to be mad at me when I say this, but I do, because I think that they are nothing more like than a bunch of spoiled brats. And the reason why is because they are sitting on so much money that they do not collect. You know? Basically, usually the influencers are just people who have the gift of just be very followable and have a lot of social media fans. They are usually, they either are people with a certain skill, like take PewDiePie for example. He's just making money from playing video games, computer games, on YouTube, and he makes money from the ads. Nothing wrong with that though. But if he started to make things on purpose and built a mailing list, he could use that mail to drive more traffic to those videos and actually make money, more money from those ads. Here's an example. And then you have a lot of influencers who are just, well, basically, yes, beautiful girls that post pictures of themselves, and they get so many fucking followers that in the end of the day, they can start selling things just by literally promoting a handbag or some clothes or whatever. But just saying that this is what I use, you should use it too, blah, 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 and people buy it. Of course people buy it because they have like hundreds of thousands of followers. Now, some people argue that us, internet marketers, are influencers as well, and to some extent we are. But there's one big fat difference. What we're doing, we do it on purpose. And it's really on purpose. Everything is carefully orchestrated, steps laid out all of the way for people to follow and take a specific action. While influencers, what they are doing is just happening to them, right? They just start posting things and they become popular for one reason or another, and then they start making money on ads and so on and so forth. But the thing is, and what pisses me off with influencers is that if they just, you know, add a good piece of marketing to what they're already doing, they would quadruple their freaking money. But they're just being too damn lazy because, like I said, they are usually spoiled brats. And they don't, whoever it is, post their goddamn shit. And I know, actually, I know a few influencers who've been actually start into doing things on purpose, because that's the thing. If you're already popular and you already have like a big freaking following, and you just add stuff to do on purpose on top of that, it's very, very easy to scale that 10 times over. But people don't do it because they are too freaking lazy. And that's just a reason to hate them, because even though they're already making a lot of money, some of them, they sit on so much money that they just wait there for them to collect, but they're doing nothing with it. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I always argue, like if you're in a business opportunity, if you're not building a list, you're an idiot. And the reason why is because if the business opportunity would close down, then you have to start from scratch if you do not have a list, because then you can join the next opportunity, go all in on Monday, and be in profit by Thursday. Okay? Now, let me translate this to what their influencers are doing. And now, they're influencers in many types of areas, but I would just take one female example and one male example. In the male example, you have PewDiePie and lots of other gamers that basically just, they stream what they're gaming, and usually they make money from ads. So whenever people view their videos, they have to see an ad and they make some money from that, okay? Now, let's say that every time they post a new video, let's say that they actually did build a mailing list.
Yo, it's Sven here. If you're enjoying this show and digging the content, then make sure to follow the show on marketingwithsven.com, or go to YouTube or iTunes and type in Marketing with Sven in the search box and subscribe to the show. It really helps. Thanks.
They could leverage that so much more, because first of all, every time they post a new video, they could use the email as an amplifier to quickly get a lot of views to a video. So not just by posting the video, which already get a lot of views, but they could actually just blast out an email and get more views faster and make more money in ads. Add on top of that, that whatever video games that they are playing, a new game is released and so on, there is shops with affiliate programs, so they could actually email out and make a commission out of when people buying the video game. Why are they not doing this? Because they just wanna sit on the freaking computer gaming. But it takes literally 5 minutes to write the damn email. So this is why I hate them, because they just not adding that little extra spice that would make them so much more money. And just imagine, from all of these followers that these people have, they will like easily build up a mailing list they would really easily build up that mailing list to hundreds of thousands, if not a million subscribers, very, very quickly, just by adding a freaking link to an opt-in page below the video. Okay, so from a female perspective, lots of female influencers who are usually just fashion addicts or beauty addicts. Okay, so they already sell stuff. They sell stuff, but by just talking or wearing some specific clothes, shoes, handbags, or whatever. And yeah, that's great, and you have a big following, but why the hell are those not building a mailing list? By giving away a free PDF or something with, yeah, I don't know, 101 fashion tips or whatever. But why are they not giving that away to their audience? Because if they did, well, don't get me wrong, some influencers actually started doing marketing on purpose, but not all. But let's say that they started doing this. Well, all of a sudden, the products that they promote, the things that they get a commission for, which is basically companies, you just look them up and say, hey, you get this, yes, by promoting us. But if they actually were going to sign up for affiliate programs, they started to email people. Also, when they have a new post, they could drive people to that post, or they started the email with the things that they actually do buy with affiliate link, they would make commissions on top of all the money that they are already making, and they would get even more interaction on social media, because they could easily drive more traffic to every post with email. Yeah. Wait a little bit, Emilio. Yeah. We've been at McDonald's and he got tired of his water. That's why. So they're not doing this. So what makes an internet marketer different from an influencer? I would say because we're basically everyone who's doing this business are influencers as well. We're influencers, but there's one big but not as big as Beyonce's though, but big. Okay. And that is that a marketer do everything on purpose. Nothing happens by chance. While the so-called influencers, what they are doing is that they get popular by accident, and they get all these tons and tons and tons of followers, and then they just find a sloppy way to monetize that, but they're not really diving into and really looking into, okay, what is actually possible to do. And therefore, I like to separate an influencer from a marketer, because the influencer, the influencer is someone who's just doing things accidentally, while a marketer is influencing people on purpose. Okay? And what I don't like about influencers is that, like I said, they are usually spoiled brats. They are usually spoiled brats. My kid is singing. I mean, your dad is recording a video, you know? But they are, well, here I am on social media, I'm posting a Facebook Live, which is not my, primary channel communication, but I convert this into a podcast and I produce it and post it all over the internet. But a marketer is doing things on purpose, right? So while there are influencers who is actually doing things on purpose, they become self-aware of what is possible, and they actually start, they evolve from an influencer to a marketer. They make a shitload of money. But I would say basically that marketers are influencers, but influencers are not marketers. So marketing, especially when it comes to this type of marketing, internet marketing, helping people solve problems and stuff like that, using email, different kinds of communication, that is like intentionally influencing people. So while the influencer is an influencer, stays an influencer, the marketer do the same thing. They influence people. They influence people, but they do so much more things on purpose. And they are not spoiled brats, because guess what? They actually had to work to get where we are and have the big following and the email subscriber list and all of that. In difference from all of those people who just started posting things and just get discovered by accident. Okay, rant over. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Now I'm gonna see if I can sing along with my son. Take care. Ciao.
Another episode of Marketing with Sven Makes History.
So if you're digging the show and the content, don't forget to rate and review the show. Just log into iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, or head over to marketingwithsven.com and subscribe to the show.
If you tried to build an online business in the past and failed, no matter what you've tried, and you are sick and tired of failing,
head over to svensbootcamp.com and I'll take you by the hand and show you how it's done.
You know where to go. Off you go.